Now that the storm winds of Debbie are but a recent memory for most around citrus country, another storm continuing to brew is the brouhaha involving the illegal immigration issue. Florida Governor Rick Scott seems to be taking a little heat, at least, for his change of attitude on immigration, now seeing it's a federal-level program and not one for a myriad of different state laws to try and fix. And with the Supreme Court decision in recent days throwing out much of the Arizona law that has captured center stage in the debate for so long, lawmakers across the land are saying the same thing. Recently, the Florida governor made his change of feelings known directly to Florida citrus growers at a Florida Citrus Mutual conference in South Florida. And in light of the court's decision and Scott's recent statements, we got a chance to ask Florida Citrus Mutual executive Mike Sparks for his comments.
It's a federal issue, even though individual states like Georgia, like Alabama around us, and everybody was trying to do their own thing, which puts agriculture and small businesses at a major competitive disadvantage. And we were so pleased with the governor's position, where he spoke right to us and slow but sure that he was not going to put agriculture or citrus or businesses in the state of Florida at a competitive disadvantage. So that was welcome news.
Again, those comments from Florida Citrus Mutual's Mike Sparks. And I'm Gary Cooper. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.